Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Also, I would have had my birthday by now.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because that is...
This is your birthday. And that's my birthday. Yeah.
The 13th of August.
And yours...
The 13th of August.
...is in my diary as... See, I've changed diaries.
So, 25th of March. Helen, fly that day, remember? But you will already be in Melbourne, so when I land, you have a little party for Helen, remember?
Okay.
And you have little drinks for Helen. And you set up Olga and Helen's flat.
I mean, I'm flying the day. I'll be flying in that day as well. Basically.
Me too. So, yeah. But I think you're there just a little bit before. So we'll definitely make sure we've got decorations up and the cake and things, won't we? We can discuss this on the podcast.
We're rolling now.
Mm-hmm. Wait, does that mean people just heard that Catherine did not remember when my birthday is?
I did remember your birthday. I changed my diary method. And I'm now on, as you know... I'm just making sure that it's in Helen's birthday.
Helen's birthday, March the 25th. I can't believe anyone wouldn't know that by now.
Sorry.
I really do harp on about it.
It's just that, okay. 4 days after Ellen. Okay, good.
Oh, no. I was here before Ellen. I'm not having that whole thing of being like, oh, I'll remember your birthday by my girlfriend's birthday.
I don't remember
her birthday by my birthday.
I don't remember either of your
How many birthdays have you celebrated with Ellen?
No, I forget them every time. This is why I have no brain for a dick.
Because you've had one birthday with her.
Can you get off my dick? I put it in my diary. Jeez.
I love your dick so much. Welcome to Trusty Hogs.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs. I'm Catherine Bohart. She's Helen Bauer. Yeah. This is a podcast where we tell you about our perfect lives. And then we answer your problems because yours don't sound so perfect. You guys have got a lot going on.
And the saddest thing is, when this episode comes out, my birthday would have already been.
Oh, that's so sad.
Through the fog, step forth. Trusty Hogs, yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
So we're actually recording this in London, even though today, when you're listening to this, we will have both started today our Melbourne comedy run.
I think we're both going to sell out.
Woohoo! I don't think
that's
true.
Big Melbourne audiences. We are the hotly tipped ticket for Melbourne. I gigged there zero times. Catherine, when was the last time you gigged there?
2019, and I did 10 minutes if the other acts before me didn't run over.
Here we fucking go. Yes, yes. We're going to sell out, baby. Book those tickets now.
Please come. My show is called Again With Feelings.
Mine is, Grand Supreme Darling Princess.
You got to know. I'm on at the Westin Hotel. Where are you?
I don't know.
Great.
And
you can buy tickets on the Melbourne Comedy Festival website, but you can also buy them on my website, katherinebohart.com.
And I guess helenbauer.com, I guess.
Are you... Hello?
Hello? I've basically, because I finished my UK and like European tour.
Okay, well, Melbourne matters too.
I'm done. I deleted Twitter. I was like, I don't need to do anything now.
You're not done. Melbourne matters.
Australia's, it's a different, they don't have, do they have Twitter? They probably will.
Yeah. But well, like, no one has Twitter, but they have
X. It's a different thing.
Aussies, I want you in desperately. And I will be in Melbourne and Sydney and you can get tickets on my website.
And I guess I just want you if you're up for it.
At where we stand right now in London, though, we're getting ahead of ourselves so that we have a little bit of time to fly to Australia.
Yes.
And then we have amazing Australian guests booked, and I actually can't believe some of the people who said yes.
I know. I hope they do. Me too. Stay ahead. We're like, we've got the most amazing guests, and it's like, they drop out.
I'm worried they'll listen to an episode and be like, oh God, not this. No. But fingers crossed we should be sending you some amazing episodes from Australia. In the interim, though, today we're recording in London, and I have just finished the first week of my Soho Theatre run. And if I may,
with the best show ever.
No, but if I may,
phew. It's over.
It's not over. It's the start of like a 90-day tour. But what it is a relief. As you know, as I've talked about, I was really scared.
I'm such a proud friend right now.
Sales were
great. I never call anyone.
I was petrified. Yeah. I was very, very, very anxious.
Oh, Catherine.
It's gone all right, you know.
It's gone so much. From you being like, no one's going to like it. To literally.
Who is that?
Like a week later. That you. To literally a week later, like, reviews don't matter, we know that, but they do when they're 5 stars, am I right? And not just from like the websites where it's blogging, we're talking broadsheets. Okay.
Yeah, nice. I've never had 5 stars before, you know that?
That's never, insane to me.
Been doing comedy since the end of 2015, and these are my first 5-star reviews, and it's so exciting.
Did you ever ask before, though, like when there's reviewers in, do you ever go like, come on, don't be a bitch, give me 5 stars?
No,
me neither. No. That'd be so inappropriate. Look up my first hour of reviews.
No, I don't. But I've never had them, and it's so reassuring because don't you find sometimes with comedy you like think that people get an idea of you and it can't change? Like, oh, they just see me this way.
Oh, like an audience. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, or like even reviewer. It's just so nice to be like, oh, I've gotten better and people notice and I feel happy and relieved. And also now tickets are selling for the tour. Woohoo! What a relief.
And you were already so good. I think we're evolving. We're evolving.
It's so nice.
We're
it's
in our
so
Bulbasaur
nice.
Phase.
We're in our what
But we're
going
to become, we're transitioning into an Ivysaur. To become.
Is this fucking Pokemon shit?
Yeah.
For a moment, I gave you credit and thought this must be herbology of some kind. This must be like gardening.
Herbology is definitely a class in Harry Potter.
Yeah,
that
it is.
Is not an actual science.
I know. That was. I can tell jokes.
All right, all right. You were bantering. It's
because
so hard
you're
to tell.
A child.
Because you're so shrill.
5-star shrill, bitch.
What adjective do you feel comes up the most for you in reviews over the years? Not that we've ever read them. We've read every single word.
I get gossipy a lot, but
gossipy,
that's just straight
that's
up.
So bang
everyone's
on.
Always like, that's so gendered. I'm like, have you heard my comedy?
You are.
Have you listened to anything I ever say? And I get fast-paced. Quick talking.
Yes.
My age gets underscored a lot, but then I realize I do underscore my own age in my shows a lot. So
you're like Adele releasing albums.
Yeah, I really am. Like whatever age I'm gigging at, I'm like, it's the most important age you'll ever be. So, you know, I think those are the ones. What about you? You get referred to as like machinery a
lot.
Yeah,
heavy farming machinery mainly, but like I think energetic and like intense are the two main words.
Yeah.
I never get like funny or smart or wise or like or cleverly constructed. Like I never get like any of that. I once had someone at the end of the review go, and the structure was really good, and Rose Johnson was directing me that year, and she went, oh fuck, they can't tell because you're so mental. But
well, the structure for this one got a lot of praise, and that was all Ellen.
It is such a good structure,
but it was
though.
All Ellen. It was no. All Ellen. I last week had like an absolute meltdown. I was like, I just don't know how to put this show together. And she just was like, have you noticed the following themes? And I was like, no, I'm obviously busy screaming. And then she helped me. And I mean, she always.
I apologize. That is my alarm.
Is that your alarm?
Not to wake up. That is my. Do I. Okay, help me out here. This is for. Do I want to do Top Secret tonight? Should I message and ask for a spot?
Have you gigged already this week? Are we doing your admin on the podcast?
Yes.
Have you already gigged this week?
not this week. It's Wednesday. But I've got a gig already tonight in town. It's like, should I just jump on?
I don't know. This is not important and do that enough too. To be on.
Okay, I'm going to message. I'm going to leave it to fate.
Okay.
Ready?
Helen, shall we stick to the old, should we stick to the old
But
job?
People need to see what it's like to work as a comedian.
This is not what it's like to work as a comedian. Any you vibing out whether or not you should jump on a gig that's very competitive. It's not what most comics are doing of a Wednesday.
Also, this is the only gig in the country that books its lineup by text on the morning of the gig.
This is like, it's such a specific thing.
Isn't you it text all like being a comedian on the
stage. Oh my God, I just text the word tonight. Sorry. Any spots going?
Helen for... just sent a picture of her rack and a text that said tonight.
And I spelled tonight wrong. Look at that. I wrote tonight with no capital, no like question mark, and then sorry, any spots going for tonight. Well, I definitely think I'm booked. No, because I was like, if I'm already in town,
that's hell. You're
then
hell.
I might as well.
You're hell.
But I'm doing like doubles and triples all this weekend, so I'm like,
congratulations, aren't you good? That's good.
Yeah, but not like.
I think we're both at that stage where we're like, I'd rather gig fewer nights but more gigs in the night.
This thing and this one at Top Secret, if you guys don't know, it's a club in London. But like, they have lots of comedians, but you all just do tens. Like, it's not wicked. Like you're going on to do like 40 minutes and then going somewhere else to do 40 minutes. And thing is, if I time this correct with tonight, I could have a solo dinner in Chinatown and I have my book with me.
Oh my God, which book are you reading?
I'm still on Tomorrow, because I got distracted by the Westboro Baptist Church again.
Are they back?
No, but Megan Phelps Roper's autobiography is very much out and thriving.
Oh, of course it is. All right, look, if we're doing boring admin chats on the podcast, I have a story to tell you. Which
How
is
that
say,
boring?
I believe that our boring admin chats have a title.
Parish and... How could you not remember that?
Parish announcements isn't boring admin chats. It's life updates, you dickwad.
Sorry, apologies. Dickwad, I've not had that.
Yeah, how dare you?
What is the wad when it comes to dickwad?
It's like cum tissue, I guess.
Oh.
It's like the thing that comes out, I guess.
I was imagining
like the cum spunk, or the tissue.
Spunk.
The spunk.
Dickwad, I always think of as like what comes out of the...
Andrew, let's Google that, because I think it'd be interesting.
Do you source the etymology of dickwad? Yes, while I tell you...
I know what a dick is. I want to know what
Helen,
wad.
Helen, I have a story and it's about you. Are you ready for this?
Yes. And then we'll come to dickwad.
So the other day, my first day off after Soho, I did all of my personal admin. I took my car to the mechanic. I got a good deal by acting like I didn't know what was going on.
What a fun day off.
I know, really fun. In truth, my dad works in a mechanics, essentially, but for HGVs.
For God.
For big vehicles and heavy goods vehicles. And
your dad does that as well?
Yeah, the priest thing is a side gig. Anyway, yeah. You have to pay the bills. And we can't eat loaves and fishes every night. Diversify!
Am I right? Not with your gluten intolerance.
Come on. Anyway, so I know my... I knew a little bit what was going on, and I'd also spoken to my dad about it before. So anyway, I got them down from 6:20 to 4:80. Don't mind if I do.
Hello.
But beyond that, in my admin day, where I was like catching up on my day off, sorry, but like fun stuff for me, I went to get some keys cut because we'd lost a spare set of keys to the house. It wasn't me. And anyway, I went to do it and I hand over my keys and this man goes, "Oh, Cinderella." The key ring that you gave
me. Yes!
And honestly, it was out of my mouth before I knew why I was lying. I just went, "Oh yeah, from a child, so I have to use it." And he was like, "I really get it. I really get it." He was like, "That's sweet, but I know you have to use them."
Are you serious?
The way he looked at me like was like, Cinderella, like you're an adult.
Oh my God, I thought the first time you said it, it was like Cinderella, like he was enchanted.
Oh, sorry, no, he was like, Cinderella, like you're a grown woman. And I had to be like, "Oh yeah, well, it's from a child," because I didn't know how to explain it's from a Disney adult.
What the fuck is this nonsense? What does it work for, Timpsons?
Yeah.
Ugh, I used to like Timpsons. I'm not going Timpsons again.
You are. They're a great company that doesn't hold people's criminal history against them.
That's
we love
so
them.
True. They're really
one of
good.
The few,
really good
one
hirers.
Of the few decent ethical
but
employees.
But still, you said it was from a child?
Yeah, it just straight up came out of my mouth before.
It's born in 91.
Yeah, I know, but like, there was no reasonable way to explain why I had this gaudy Cinderella.
My friend went to Disney World and she bought me an amazing gift.
Yeah, but I don't. I think
I love Cinderella. My name's Catherine. It's a C.
Okay. So yeah. So that genuinely, the lie came out, and then I was like, "Oh, I've lied about that." But I guess there is no better explanation. And also, why would I have that keyring? Anyway, I thought you'd want to know that I was thinking of you. You're furious.
Is that your anecdote?
Yeah.
The one that you told me on the street that you had a really funny story to tell me?
Yeah, I thought you'd laugh, honestly.
I don't know if I loved it.
You sound young. In the story, you sound
young. I am very young. But I thought you loved the keyring.
Speaking of young, I got Botox last Sunday. And I got it pre the Soho run. And so I think in the pre and post videos I do for my tour, you can just see it setting in, which I think is pretty... That's just a little Easter egg for the fans.
She's working.
If you watch from Monday to Friday, you can really see a woman like... it's like Benjamin Buttoning.
Andrew, please, dickwad.
Oh, right. If you Google it, all it says is dickwad from the English dick and the English wad, 1980s. But I've done a bit more digging.
Thank you.
Please.
It was first used in Maximum Rock and Roll, a magazine, in the 1980s.
Whoa.
And wad...
I was born in the 1980s. I guess that's why I say dickwad.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're there at the ground floor of the dickwad craze.
Wow. Me as a two-year-old, dickwad.
But wad
I was
is,
a robot, apparently. dickwad. Sorry.
No, I enjoyed
it. Everyone go on.
What is a lump of soft material? So I wonder whether it means like your dick is, you know, like impotent, you know, like a wad.
What? That's not what I'm trying to say.
Well, you just...
You're going to say that he's like...
You just call me limp dick, so...
Yeah, limp dick.
That's so boring. I'm basically like, you eunuch. That's so tedious.
A eunuch's different though, isn't it?
Yeah, they're sans penis, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just smooth, like an action man. No?
Haven't they chopped it up?
Yeah, yeah.
No, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you could just be born a eunuch, can't you, though?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Google.
Definitely look into that as well.
Can you be born a eunuch?
Maybe the first words you heard as an 80s baby was dickwad.
Oh, yes, you can when you be were born a eunuch.
You can be born a
wow.
eunuch. Maybe that. Ah, but you can also, you can elect to be a eunuch.
Elect, yes, yeah.
You can elect. Ballot. Like an elective surgery.
Oh my God, speaking of elections, I'm sorry to segue from this. From eunuchs to this.
Oh, wait, I know this guy.
My sister's running for government.
I see this all
she
over Instagram.
She won't love the segue. But isn't this so cool? So she's running for local councillor for the Social Democrats in Ireland. And
isn't that so crazy?
But also, in my head, you have to understand, she's my baby sister. Then I watch a video of her talking about her policies and her beliefs in everyone having access to housing. And I'm like... God. This woman, I would vote for this woman if I didn't know this woman. Yeah. This is crazy. She's so articulate and so smart. And it's honestly like a pleasure and such a pride-inducing moment to watch her like actively like want to represent her community. And whatever happens, I'm just like, I think the people who put themselves out there to do that and to want to actually help the place they live, I think it's wicked.
I think to put it in the context of like anyone who puts themselves out there to run for local government who isn't from... that private school man's world where like everyone around you is also doing it.
Yeah.
That's when it's brave. When it's just sort of like, oh, no, well, I'll take North East
Hampshire,
no worries.
She went to a state school and also none of her family are in politics and she just like thinks, but also like it's less that in Ireland to be fair. It's still that, but not all that. But it's like, it's just wicked. I just think everything.
Tell me what the political parties are in Ireland. Like what's the main like ones?
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Okay,
which
so
are like both centre right probably really.
Fianna Fáil.
Fianna Fáil.
Fáil.
And Fine Gael.
And Fine Gael.
You've got...
And they're both centre-right?
Well, in my opinion. Then you've got Irish Labour.
Okay.
You've got who are more left than Labour here, in my opinion.
Okay.
Depends on... God, so Irish
like,
people are going to
liberal,
like,
but also
this
like...
This is so stressful knowing Irish people will be listening to it.
So like, Irish Labour would be like liberal, but not full on sort of like, let's make sure there's like social equality and that everyone can get on the ladders.
Oh no, they are that.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then you've got the Social Democrats who are more lefty.
Yay!
Then you've got Sinn Féin who, I'm not touching that. And then, well, I'm not touching that at all.
I've heard of Sinn Féin.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did something in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah, and now they're like, yeah. And you got to stop whispering about Sinn Féin.
Okay. Oh, wait, am I at risk?
I'm going to say Google them.
Okay.
And then...
in my free time.
Yeah, and I mean, they're also hoovering up a lot of the youth vote in Ireland because they are left-leaning in terms of their domestic policies, arguably. But
I think what we'll say is sign up to the Patreon and I will give you my review of Sinn Féin. In the extras this
Come
week.
To the live show in Ireland and we'll talk about that.
Really?
No, we won't.
No,
that's terrifying.
Okay.
And then I think that's the big part.
And who's the sweet old man, the president at the moment? Who's he with?
I believe Michael D. Higgins was Labour initially, but that might be worth checking.
Okay.
And Michael D. Higgins is the sweetest man with his dogs. He speaks Irish.
I've seen so many videos. If you don't know this.
Cillian Murphy won an Oscar.
It's a great time for Ireland.
We all won an Oscar. Gorge against Cillian.
Ellen Murphy's for the Social Democrats.
Ellen Murphy's running for government. It's so exciting. Yeah, I'm so proud
of
her.
So exciting.
And him.
All of them.
Oh my God.
But definitely do Google Michael D. Higgins as well.
Oh my God, Michael D. Higgins, the Irish.
Is he not the president anymore?
With his big dog.
It's like a Bernese mountain dog or something.
Yeah, he's so sweet. And his wife's taller than him, and I just live for it. I live for it. And he always speaks Irish.
Oh, even if people like speaking English back to him, he's like, no.
No, like he just will include it in all his speeches. I love him.
Even in his, you know, Wikipedia photos are notoriously like, oh, that. Why have you picked that photo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's so, look at him.
He's so happy.
I really hope he doesn't end up being like a Boris Johnson thing. Because do you remember when like back in the like late noughties, everyone was like, oh, he's such a buffoon.
No, he has been the sweetest man forever. So many years. Yeah, and he just like believes all the right stuff. He's just like a good lad.
And then like, so what do you think it is that meant that he managed to get into power? Because everywhere else in Europe, I watched the news.
Not enough. Let me just stop you there. The president of Ireland is like the head of state. It's sort of a
king thing.
It's more of an international position of like merit rather than like it's a figurehead rather than like the Taoiseach, who's the prime minister.
Who's what?
We have a prime minister and a president. Yeah,
he's like
the country mascot, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we love him so much. So we have a Michael T. Higgins, which is a tea cozy. That's him.
Wait, is this like a thing you can buy?
His name's Michael D. Higgins, but you can buy a Michael T. Higgins, which is a tea cozy that for over your teapot, and it's the president.
I haven't even thought about tea cozies in years.
Oh, really? We use them all the time at home.
Oh my God, my granny always, everything was tea cozy. My mum had a tea cozy.
Tea cozy and doilies, my guy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want a tea cozy.
You should get a Michael T. Higgins.
No, I think it'd be weird for me and Sunil to have like a Michael T. Higgins.
Why, that'd be so cute.
Wow. Oh, wouldn't it be a bit?
Oh my God. Michael D. Higgins.
Aren't they so sweet?
Oh, it's so sweet.
Oh my God, and I haven't even talked to you about, sorry, wow, suggestive today. Sunil is in my new favourite television show.
Alice and Jack?
No. Things You Should Have Done. He is so amazing in it.
Good.
It's so good.
I messaged Chi and I was like,
I messaged her too.
You're a fucking genius.
I was like, this is Arrested Development funny. This is like,
because
so
I knew the
script funny.
From doing self-tapes with Sunil for it, like
it
last year.
It is spectacularly funny. It's so stupid, Andrew. You got to watch it. It's so stupid. It's
on BBC iPlayer.
I didn't expect it to be so fabulously weird. I love it. And Sunil is absolutely, first of all, he's brilliant in it. Second of all, there's a scene.
Thank you.
Where ahead of going to bowling, he's wearing a pink shirt in the office.
Thank you.
And he's had a haircut that day, I think.
Thank you.
He looks so sexy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
You got turned on by him?
I was like, whoa, that's a hot man on television.
That's so sweet.
Yeah,
he's very sexy in it. He's very funny.
He's very good in it. But the show is fantastic.
BBC iPlayer is having an amazing moment for comedy.
Yeah.
If you're living in the UK, and if you're not, illegally get a link to it. We've got The Apprentice coming out every Thursday. We've got Call the Midwife new season coming out every Sunday.
Is that still on?
What? Call the Midwife?
Yeah.
Yeah, season 13.
Season 13.
They're still calling them up and they're still body coming.
Rosie Jones is a regular in this series.
No,
she's in the first episode.
Oh,
she's in the first episode. She's heartbreak. She's such a good actress.
Oh, yeah, she
so
is.
She's in the first episode. And I genuinely was thinking, okay, maybe I won't watch the next season of it. And then Rojo's in the first episode.
You
I was like,
gotta,
oh, motherfuck,
come on, you
gotta watch
it.
And then, so Apprentice Every Thursday.
That girl's pregnant and everything.
And yeah, that and Casualty, yeah, she's yeah, also yeah, pregnant yeah, yeah. in. What's it called? Things You Should Have Done. Cheese
oh,
sitcom.
My God, I love it so much.
It's all fucking happening.
Tell you what else is
good in the UK. 4OD.
Really?
I watched a film in it the other day.
What did you watch?
One that I think I've probably said on this podcast I watched because I genuinely thought I'd watched it, but I don't think I actually had.
Go on.
Midsummer.
Oh, yes. Very dark, very spooky. Florence Pugh, early days.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucking spooky.
And everyone referenced it in their set, so I think I thought I knew it. Or like,
no,
I must have listened to an interview
so
with her on
than
something.
It actually, yeah.
It's
yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
Like when they're like, okay, skip this part, obviously, if you still want to watch it, but it did come out like 5 years ago. Yeah. So you should have, right?
You've only just watched it.
I know, but I'm slow of study, which is actually a quote from A Summer Night's Dream. That's a quote from A Summer Night's Dream, just so everyone knows.
What does that mean, slow of study?
Slow of study, just a bit sly, a bit thick. Oh. I think it's a quote from A Summer. I was in it twice.
Harsh.
I would know. They have fucking, like, they sew the bodies up once they've killed them.
I know.
And fill them with hay and then set fire to them. But one of them is still technically alive. They sew him inside a bear,
Helen,
and then burn him
that's
alive.
Enough now.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
And that's on Channel 4. And the only way to stop children watching it is for them to say, oh, no, I'm not over 16.
Would you like to change the law? Are you running for government?
No, I don't have the energy.
Yeah, it seems exhausting.
I mean, I do have the energy. You know, I have this theory.
Go on.
That it's more like an epiphany that happened to me the other day.
Uh-huh.
I think... So you know how I think I'm not sexy? Even though I know my body is sexy, I know that, like, everyone can be sexy. I just don't feel sexy most of the time.
That's,
yeah?
I think that's totally normal. A lot of us feel that way.
I figured out why it is. I'm too energetic to be sexy. You have to be sleepy to be sexy. Guys, in general, just want sleepy people. I think there's something date rapey in it, and I'm not happy about that. I'm just saying there is.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Can trigger warning come after? I don't know.
There is something about being an energetic woman that isn't sexy. But
you're
if
right.
I was asleep all you're the time, right. Or if I came in and was like, morning, you'd be like, oh my God, what's her story? But if I go, morning!
Yeah,
you're like,
hell.
Why is that hell? Why is a woman with energy?
Isn't that so funny?
Is it because they know I could run?
No, do you know what it is? Is when you came in and said, morning, I was like imagining you like with a long like men's shirt on.
Yeah.
And like you just like pacing in, just padding in to get some coffee and go back to bed with whoever's in there.
Right.
Some Italian stud. When you came in and were like, morning! I was like, she's alone. She's been alone. She's missed me all night.
That's the thing, they want us sleepy. So I think I'm not going to sleep again for a while. And then just go on dates and be like, hey, sorry, I'm so tired.
No, you're not supposed to
say... So at the moment, I'm like, hey, do you want a drink? I'll get it.
Helen, you're not meant to say you're tired. You just have to have the vibe of someone who's tired. You can't be moany. You just have to be like, hey.
Like Lana Del Rey. You know how tired she always is?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, she's so sexy.
Renee
she
Rapp.
Is sexy.
Renee Rapp, so sexy.
Tired.
So tired.
So sleepy.
Tired.
Billie Eilish, she feels a bit sleepy.
She seems so tired as well, yeah.
Like, so either I need to work harder or just like stay up later. But I think I just naturally have a lot of energy and it's just not
have
sexy.
Have you considered running?
No, my knees. Not that I've got a problem, but I reckon I would do.
Swimming?
I swim already.
How's that going?
Yeah, really fun. I splash. I'm in the medium lane now.
Woohoo! Yeah. Splish splashing?
Yeah.
We could go swimming in Australia.
I splish splash everywhere. I'm so swimming in Australia.
Woohoo!
I'm
so
swimming.
I'm up for it.
Also, I've got a new look for Australia.
I've got
it all figured out. Long dresses.
That works with sleepy.
But not the square neck ones. That was like my look. Remember like my look for the winter was turtleneck and jumper like Diana?
Yeah.
Now it's just this.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Where'd you get that?
And I just wear.
Where'd you get that dress?
Oh, it's some, like, oh no, it's broken.
It's lovely.
You got to tuck that over the boobies.
It's really lovely. Where
and
from?
And it's just like a long flowing dress. I think it's Boohoo.
Really nice. Really
but this
really
is
nice.
My look now.
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, and will the jumper being pulled up over your head be part of it?
Not like this, no.
Okay, nice.
No, because I'm going to be so fit and I'm going to wear like, I see myself wearing these dresses with like, I think I'm going to cut my hair short. Just like on the shoulders.
That would be gorgeous.
Right. So that's the look. I think I'm going to do rollers every morning. So it's always bound like your hair. Like who was it? I ran into someone at Soho Theatre after you'd left the other day.
Right.
When I messaged being like, oh, I'm opening at the store. I'll come see you. You had to run off. But I was telling someone like, God, Catherine's hair is always amazing. And I was like, don't even get me started. Because she's always like, oh, no, I haven't done anything today. But I'm going to start having that as a comment for me. I'm going to wear layered necklaces.
I love layered necklaces.
And I'm going to wear long dresses, layered necklaces and a little bob. And then just like, I'm going to buy Ray-Bans or something.
I love that for you, Helen. That's actually really sexy.
And that's going to, and everyone's going to be like, oh my fucking God.
Can I please make one last push for the fact that you have got the most incredible natural wave.
Yeah.
Leave your fucking hair alone.
Yeah.
Well, I have some pictures of you with your natural hair. You look
I have a compulsion
exquisite.
To brush, but I don't have it as much when I'm in Australia, maybe.
Your natural hair is yeah. you, is what you're
But then does that mean
about?
You're going to come over every morning and help me dry my hair at me in Olga's flat?
I will if you want.
Such a commitment for you.
But all you have to do is put product in and leave it alone.
It is a real sleepy girl move as well.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. I was
and
too
And it'll
sleepy.
Dry so fast in the heat.
Yeah, I will actually.
Helen, please. A so short like, bob with your waves would be divine.
Wavy hair.
Divine.
Wavy hair, layered necklaces.
Are we doing like a leopard print sandal or something?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but if we can find them. It's. I was looking for slippers the other day in my size because those orange ones you got me have just totally, they've
Damn.
Given up.
It's been a while. They've lasted
But they did,
well.
But like,
What
yeah.
are we talking? A wide fit what size?
Size 9 to 9.5 wide fit.
Yeah, that's tricky.
It's hard to get the cute leopard print.
We're the exact same. Fit. We should share shoes.
That doesn't make me feel great.
Oh. But I've got some glamorous shoes.
That doesn't make me...
I'm sorry.
That don't be sorry.
That's so
But
funny.
Whenever guys, like, throughout the years have been like, oh my God, we've got the same size feet. For some... Even though... Gender doesn't matter and it's not a thing, it still feels like, mm-hmm. oh, no. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Andrew.
No, I get it. I get it.
It's tough.
When
it's
are you
tough.
Getting, when are you getting a haircut pre-Melbourne?
I'm literally getting it like 3 days before, maybe 4 days before I go. I've got that weekend off. I'm going to go see Dune 2 with my father and brother at the IMAX because lad's day out. And I'm trying to convince Sunil at the moment that he has to drive me to the airport. Because it's my birthday the day I'm flying. Mm. And I think it's... And I think I'm the only one on my flight that I can find. Like, we're flying basically the same day, but we're not on the same flights.
That's such a bummer.
But it's also because you wanted to go all the way to Perth and then to Melbourne.
I didn't want to do that. That's
oh,
just...
I thought that's the one you chose.
No, that's just the only one I could afford premium economy on.
Oh, right. So
I wanted premium
economy.
I have
to do the break in the middle to do like... The 2-3 hour toddle around to make myself sleepy.
I just needed premium economy because needed. I wanted premium economy because, as you know, I have obsessive compulsive disorder and I find flying in a tube with other people incredibly, incredibly hard.
Oh, I'm really hoping we don't have crazy busy flights. I know for the environment, we should want them to all be full.
We should.
But I really want them to send up 20 planes for every 5 people.
Yeah.
Because the environment's melting anyway, Catherine.
We might as well have some
What's
space.
Happening? It's doing it.
No, it's bad. We should obviously want them to be
it's
full.
It's going anyway.
We actually technically shouldn't even be going.
All we could be doing now
we
is learning
people,
how to
we
swim.
We wouldn't be going.
That's all we can do
if
now
we
is
people,
everyone should
be
learn
going
how
at all,
to
actually,
swim.
Because that's probably why the environment's fucked.
Stockpile life jackets
actually.
And floaties.
We really don't deserve it.
Prepare.
I feel like we're losing our thread. Train? Thread.
It's because you're. Because I tell you what's happened. I said it's sexy to be sleepy, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm exhausted.
I'm so tired.
Should we bring on our guest?
Yes!
Yes!
Sexy sleepy girl, please.
Is she
give
sleepy?
It up. Let's
we'll
find
ask.
Out.
We'll ask.
Please give it up for the wonderful Ellie McKenzie.
Woo! I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonza, g'day, and welcome to Trusty Hogs in Australia. We're going to be bush pigs. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an Australian version of Trusty Hogs.
I think what we need to say is we're going on tour, both
going,
of us.
Yes,
to
sorry.
Australia. We'll both be playing. I'll be playing Melbourne and Sydney. You'll be playing Melbourne and?
Sydney and Brisbane and Perth.
Fabulous. I will be in Melbourne. I'll be at the Westin 3 at the International Comedy Festival. You can buy tickets for my show now. And at Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre and you can buy tickets for my show now.
And in Melbourne, I'll be at the Greek, which I have looked on Google Maps and it is very close to Catherine's venue.
Woo-hoo!
Isn't that so cute?
I'll
We're super
pick
close.
Me up after.
And then, no, I think you'll be picking me up.
Oh.
I think.
That's
I need
standard.
To check that. But come pick us up. Come pick
come
us up.
Come pick us up.
Sydney, I'll be at the Factory Theatre with Catherine, and that's super close to the Cute. Ice cream place. Brisbane, I'll be at Powerhouse. And in Perth...
Can a powerhouse be inside of a powerhouse? She will be.
I'll be bloody there. And at Perth, I'll be at the Perth Comedy Festival for the Regal Theatre.
Gorgeous.
And we're also bringing Trusty Hogs Live to Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney, bitches. It's on sale. I've never said bitches before in my life.
It felt really wrong.
It felt really weird. I said it and I
bitches,
was like,
get your tickets.
No, that's hideous. Well, anyway, see you there, Australia.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
No, we've been over this.
Aussie. Hoggy, hoggy, hoggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
You both got it wrong.
See you there.
Excuse me. We just heard a little bit of news. Ellie, confession time. What did you just say?
It's my first podcast.
It's my first podcast!
Tell your knickers off. I see how she bleeds.
No, what?
But if she doesn't, then she's a fucking liar. Oh. And then we can murder her like the medieval days when they'd marry a woman, and if she didn't bleed and she was a virgin, then she's fucking lying. Even though a lot of women have their hymens break just naturally throughout life, and some don't have any.
And well, every podcast is like this. Can you believe it?
This is baptism of fire.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It would not be my first choice of a podcast to come on Trusty Heart.
We're a lot as a starting point.
Can I drink on the mic?
Yeah.
I'm just worried it'd be like...
Oh, we eat on it.
Yeah, we're constantly eating on here. But you shouldn't probably, but you can.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
I feel like if you call a podcast Trusty Hogs, women should be allowed to eat and drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's feminism. How the hell are you?
I did establish earlier, I'm a tiny bit hungover. But I only had, as I said, I was in bed by like 11:30 and I only had about 3 pints. So I'm not entirely sure how that's happened. I think age has just hit me like a brick
in the
night.
How old are you?
27.
Go fuck yourself. You're grand.
Yeah, you've hanged it.
27. That is my birthday in. Next month.
Did you drink any water?
No, never. I don't drink water anyway.
What?
This is like the first bit of water I've drunk in
a year, maybe.
No. But I seldom drink water.
Might be the hangover.
Why?
You do have to be, because hangovers are dehydration, aren't they?
Yeah, why aren't you drinking water?
I just don't. I just don't really like the taste of it.
Nobody likes the taste of water. You have to drink it because...
I forget. And if I'm going to hydrate, I'll have some juice.
Some juice, like some fruit juice.
I think it's because I grew up on juice. My mum never gave me water, so she'd always give me... I was like a juice or milk kid.
She fucked you up, bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you say juice or milk?
Juice or milk. You know, I, like, at dinner,
it'd
be like...
She grew up on a farm.
Or like one of those American families where you get like rolls, dinner rolls. I've always wanted to go to those meals where you get dinner rolls. Those bread rolls.
If you said, mummy, let's say you're 6.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we? Where do you grow up?
Barnes in London.
I know Barnes.
Fabulous. Yeah, okay. Yes. Oh, so posh.
Very
bit
suburban.
Posh, bit posh.
You're a Barnes
posh,
baby.
Yeah.
And you're like, mummy, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And she goes, right.
Orange juice.
Your choices are orange juicy.
Yeah.
Or milk.
Milk, yeah.
And if you went, no, I'm really thirsty, would the water even come into it?
Probably not.
Wow. See, that's not your fault. That's
probably
your mum.
Is she like there's fluoride in there, one of those, or is she just like, just doesn't drink it herself?
No, I feel like she's the same as me. I'm just a chip off the old block. She just probably doesn't like the taste.
Wow. And we're talking orange juice, not even squash.
Yeah, like from concentrate.
But that's good, because that means you won't be addicted to juice. I got addicted to Five Alive as a child.
Oh, what? Because you had it later on in life?
Because we just didn't really have that much juice in the house.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we had
squash. So it was
like
a real novelty.
Yeah, it was such a novelty to have juice that I was like, I was a cretin with it.
Yeah, I
couldn't believe it. And like, obviously with siblings, and you're the one that wants to put it to your mouth, then no one else will want it near their mouth.
Oh, yeah, classic. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are gross.
Can I just say this is the best day of my life and I'm so excited.
You're genuinely one of... So Ellie's obviously like a cool new comedian, which means that she's young and hip, which means that when you came up to me, and if I may, sort of like crept up to me at a party and said you liked our podcast, I was like, I was like, this kid's fucking mocking me. Like, I was like, is she...
That's so sad. That's your first call.
No, I was like, eye roll. I was like, yeah, sure. And you were like, no, like, I listened and I was like, uh-huh. Literally, that. She's like, no, I love it. I was like, okay.
You did take some convincing.
I genuinely was like, all right, thank you. Nice to see you.
No, I love
was
it.
So annoyed. I was like, this youth is really troubling.
I love
me.
How you keep referring to me as a youth and a kid. That fills me with so much joy. You two are also so young, so I don't understand where this is coming from.
I'm 32. Catherine's older.
Yeah, I'm 35.
But you don't look it. And I think that's so the most important thing. As long as you don't look
it. I'll give you my guy. He's so good.
I think I met you at a party as well, and you told me you loved the podcast last summer.
Yeah, the Bufola one.
Yeah, the Bufola
party.
Wait, so what party? What, are you just like, so you were partying last night?
I love to party.
How? Right, but like, here's the thing. Everyone in their 20s in what are these called? Inverted commas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves to party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you genuinely love to party, or is it social pressure?
No, I think I'm a legitimate party girl.
That's so mental. It's such a mental thing to be.
I honestly would say that I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
do you music?
I do. I dabble. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whoa.
I dabble in music.
And when you get a party invite, your first thought is like, oh my God, I really hope I can go. It's not like, what's my excuse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Genuinely. Huh? Legitimately, yeah.
We get an invite and
I will
like...
travel. I live like often very far away from where like people have parties. Because I live in
actually true.
Putney.
She does travel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when I saw you at that party, I went all the way from Putney to Wood Green.
I arranged
to see my other friend who lives in Tufnell Park that night because I was like, if I'm going to fucking Wood Green, I'm seeing multiple people. I picked up a hat I'd left at a club in Tufnell Park as well. I was doing the whole lot.
You see, this comes with age, wisdom. I feel like I'm just not at that point yet.
Oh, no. I got invites at 7 and was like, for fuck's sake, I'm Jesus.
No,
I was
trying
to finish my book by then.
Okay, I was excited to go to kids' birthday parties. That's different.
No.
Yeah, party bags.
Oh my party God. Bags.
I did party bags at adult parties. I would totally legit go to more of them.
I would say I would love to be famous purely to get like PR.
Oh my God, the goodie bags they get. Yeah. Oh my God,
how famous do you have to be to get those goodie bags? I know about them.
Like an Oscars goodie bag.
Because I would love an Oscars goodie bag.
Can you imagine?
But these are things with iPads in them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And free holidays.
Yes, thing like five nights of the Four Seasons Hawaii.
Why
and
are they giving rich people free stuff? They don't need it. They're rich.
That is such a thing though. The richer you get, the more stuff you get.
It's
for free.
So true. Like you see people like, you know, like our first TV appearances. You're like, oh, I've got to get an outfit. For it. But the bigger comedians who are getting paid way more could give an outfit for fucking free.
Yeah. That's the dream. Yeah. I love free stuff.
I love free stuff. I think I probably am known for it. Like I still sweep the green room.
Yeah.
If I have a dressing room and there's like Mauams in there, they're coming home.
What's on your rider? Do you have one?
Oh no, I don't have a rider yet. But the point is that when you do any TV appearances, they'll put like some fruit, but then they'll always put like crisps, a Kit Kat, some
prawn cocktail crisps.
Yeah, a couple of Freddos. Those are all coming in my bag. Home.
Oh my God, yeah, you just have to do like a sweet.
I do.
I've seen Catherine fill a car at Latitude before from other people's dressing
but
rooms.
But that's so savage.
They didn't want it.
I was filling up with you. I was backing you 100%.
They didn't want it. Why did I bring my car if we're not taking it?
It would be mental for us to have left it.
It's a full bottle of wine. I'm not bringing that.
Oh my God, you got alcohol.
Are you doing Latitude this year?
No.
Okay. When you get offered it, one day. Just say yes, just purely for the access for the drinks, because you get like a backstage area that you can go into. So you can go see the acts you want to see and then go back and just get free food and drink.
Wait, that's so...
And if you're me, say, are you taking this?
Yeah, or just wait to the end of the day.
And then you just nab it all.
What you want to do is make friends with the sober comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, do you want me to clear this out of here for you?
They're like, please do.
Do you want me to
all the ones that are so famous, they're over it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like there's also like they get to that point where they're just sort of like, I don't need another bottle of this.
Oh my God, I don't think I'll ever get to that point.
Oh no, nor I. No.
I don't think I will ever get to that point. When you go to Latitude, do you camp in a special place?
I did the first time.
I don't camp.
Do you stay in like a hotel elsewhere, like an Airbnb? You literally come and then you go.
Yeah.
I did it with Catherine this year, the Beau Hartway, which is driving in, driving out.
How was that? Did it feel good?
It's fucking fabulous.
I died so hard on stage.
You were like, get me out.
It didn't feel good. And then Andrew had to call the ambulance because he nearly swallowed a wasp. And like, we had such a disaster.
While he was gigging, a wasp went in his mouth. I had a great gig.
Wait, shut the fuck up. I mean, yeah. I'm so happy for you. But a wasp flew into your mouth.
Yeah, while he was on stage.
Did it sting you? Yeah, it stung the back of my tongue.
Stung the back of your tongue? Did you swallow it?
No. I picked it out with my hand.
Wait, that's kind of hardcore.
Thank you, yeah.
I think it was nice for the last few paramedics to not be dealing with another kid that overdosed and just sort of like, hi, I'm Andrew.
Just a little mouth boy who got a wasp. I swear it's not a natural lisp.
A bee stung my eyelid once. Oh, I was putting on a jumper and it was tangled up in my jumper. And I was like, ah, and it stung my eyelid.
What were you like?
Ah.
What were you like?
Wait, and then was it one of those? Because you know, sometimes when you get stung by a bee, did the bee stay attached to the stinger for a bit?
God, I can't remember. It's all a bit of a blur.
She was busy screaming.
And on the same day, I stepped on one as well.
oh, revenge. Motherfucker, come for them.
But they die, right? As soon as they see you, they die.
Bees are sad because they just give up on life.
Yeah. But wasps can just keep on going. But a bee sting is worse.
I think a wasp life cycle, everyone's like, oh, they keep on going. I think it's only one day.
Like a mayfly?
I think it is. I think it's a day.
Gosh.
Like, I don't know.
Wait, that's incredible. So you're just going to go look it up and...
Yeah, he's really fact good check. At that. Yeah,
we've already got the definition of dickwad.
What is the definition?
It's like limp dick.
It's like a damp cloth.
Oh!
From a dick.
I did not know that.
I thought it was like the stuff that came out of your dick, the wad.
I thought maybe like dick cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
Potentially.
That also checks out.
We do learn a lot here.
Yeah, this is very informative.
If you have any questions,
people need it. People need it.
Well, main one is the life cycle of a wasp.
12 to 22 days.
I lied.
Not even close. Not
you
even close.
You're so off.
If we're comparing it to the life cycle of a human, it was so fucking close.
I mean, relative to human, it is probably.
Can I force us to circle back?
Yeah, please.
We said party bags and then we all moved on. And quite frankly, I'm livid.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Okay.
Go on, favourite thing in there?
Well, only because they've changed recently. I follow some vloggers online who, like, I started watching when they were, like, in the same thing as me. And they were all married now with loads of kids. And they put together party bags for their kids. Party bags have got, like,
insane. Like bougie?
Like, insane.
Yeah, but that's people on the internet. They're always like, those people make the packed lunches I see people make on the internet. I'm like, would you bet?
Those videos.
I know,
so
but it's like,
much.
No one with like an actual job's doing that.
Because it would take hours.
Catherine, everyone's doing it.
What?
Really?
Everyone.
Just waking up really early.
She's like, I feel like I have to do this.
Does it still have like a crunchy
and
a yo-yo? And a packet of Pombits.
Honey.
No, because you have to be aware of allergens and dietary requirements.
This is the thing. So it's actual like.
If your kid's allergic to stuff, don't send them to my party.
Oh, what?
That's my rule.
Because I used to love...
Andrew, are you choking?
Yes, sorry.
Drink your water!
I just had some water. I've cleared it now. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry, go
Andrew,
on.
Andrew, you're choking, you fucking idiot.
Just like, could you do it quietly? Go on.
No. I used to love... Do you remember the slide puzzles?
Oh, they were so good. But you could pick the pieces out sometimes.
No, you mustn't. That was such
Ellie, that's cheating.
My brother always did that. And he used to piss me off so much. And you had to slide it and then you make like a little image.
That was right. I remember those really fondly. I think you still get them in crackers.
I am getting the worst crackers.
Sorry, what are they putting in there now?
Okay, so now it's like, you'll get like a couple of face masks. Huh? And
wait, for a child?
For children, because
no.
They're into skincare.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
It baffles me. Surely it's bad to put that much sort of like acid
on
your
bad.
Face.
They
young
be doing
age.
This stuff.
They're getting face masks. They're not getting like, do you remember like the sticker earring packs and your parents would like cut out like two stickers for each of the kids to put on sticker earrings? They're getting like full on proper clip-ons. They're getting like actual little necklaces with sort of like the date of the party and a heart.
No.
Like really specific stuff.
That's the kind of thing you get someone when they get married. On Etsy.
That is exactly, but they're ordering
somebody
from...
went to an all girls school.
Nah, I went to a mixed school.
What?
Me too.
Do I give you all girls vibes?
You give real all girl vibes, if I may.
What is that vibe?
You had a hairbrush in your bag. You knew what to get the other girls when they're getting married on Etsy. Yeah, okay.
Wait, does one of you have a hairbrush in your bag?
I guess
do. You
just...
Oh, yes, please, 100%. Where is it? It's over there.
You don't need to brush your hair right now.
Later.
You're obsessed with
I
brushing
do,
your hair.
I do, because I haven't. Look. Ready?
No, this is too much. You need to brush it less.
I love it. I wish my hair had more volume like
that.
You
need to brush less. Honestly, brush less.
Is that a thing?
And when you have natural curls, yes. And
I
this
wish
girl
I
will not
curls.
Accept that she does. It's outrageous.
Well, so you just have to let them
She's let them
free.
Be. Yeah,
I brush them.
You've got to.
You brushed them?
I brushed my hair. This morning, I wasn't going to brush it. Then me and Sunil watched Curb Your Enthusiasm and I got distracted and I brushed it.
Just what, while you were watching?
Yeah.
The best is when someone else brushes your hair. That is like...
I do like to brush somebody else's hair.
The most
fair.
Next level feeling.
I don't like to have my hair brushed, but I like to brush somebody else's. Older sister vibes. Hey, hang on.
Also, can I quickly say?
You may.
At parties... Did you ever have the little ham sandwiches and they were cut off the crust and you would give them like a little squish?
Yes.
And they were just the best things ever.
It's basically like you don't have to chew.
Yeah, squish.
Is like, it's to really like, that'll be one bite.
You can just swallow.
That's I remember the first time I had butter was at a girl's birthday party.
Huh?
I was like 8 years old.
Eight?
I must have told this on the podcast.
No, you haven't. What are you talking about?
My mum didn't believe it. We were a margarine house.
Margarine?
We were a margarine house.
God. Sorry, this is a massive revelation on the podcast.
We were a margarine house.
Hang on, Helen, what the fuck?
And it was Isabel Pooley's.
No, stop, hang on.
She's butter. Salted.
Hang on, you have to stop.
Go on.
You were eight before you had real butter.
That is insane.
It must have been around eight, yeah.
That's criminal.
Yeah. We were a big butter family.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it turns out everyone was. But like,
Margarine's for baking. The end. Full stop. That's
I could never.
It's also not nice. It's just like lard.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. If you're raised, you don't realise what you're like.
And then you have salt and butter for the first time and you combust. You lose.
Oh,
wait,
so my.
Paint us a picture.
Okay, so I'm invited to a birthday party and it's like, it's Fleet. So like, she's not my year. I think she's my sister's year at school. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Is she saying stuff like, come, there'll be butter?
And it's like, but everyone's like, so like everyone's invited and their siblings are invited, blah, blah, blah. And she lived on the road next to us. So go there and it's like, it's time for like food. And I'm like eating this sandwich and my mind
What kind of sandwich?
Just normal like white bread with ham and butter.
Yeah.
But we never had that bread at my house because I was raised by a mother who like used a bread maker, or we didn't have any bread for you, and then it was bread maker bread.
Oh,
was your
mom
always on a diet?
So
did you have an almond?
We were always on a diet.
Yeah.
She would be this bread maker, and I remember being like at school and being very aware that my lunchbox did not look the same as anyone else's lunchbox. Because everyone else had like the bread sandwiches or bread rolls. And it was like, oh my god, what are we doing wrong? Like either like I like just the big bread from a bread maker in the 90s. That
so
weird
dry.
Sort of like, yeah.
So craggy.
And he like bit like flour pockets that were
yeah,
just like.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop it.
And with margarine.
What would your topping be?
Like ham.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But like it wouldn't
you.
Be the same. But then like I always loved it at parties like. That would be like, oh my god, like the what I perceived as normal food.
Yeah.
And then this time there was this butter and I was like, oh my god, what is this? And like everyone was like losing their mind over all the sweets, and I had like 20 ham sandwiches and I was like, am I getting away with this? And I'm looking around the table like really panicking.
You're like, oh my god,
they're gonna notice that I'm eating the whole crust, there's no evidence like I'm not being like fucking
bobbed off.
And at the end of the party, all I could think about was this ham, like there's games happening. You got to put the oven mitts on and cut up chocolate.
Oh, classic,
and my brain was just like, what was in that sandwich? And then my mum got to collect me and my sister. And I was like, I'm fucking saying it. I'm saying something.
Good
I'm saying
you,
something.
Girl. Good
and I was
you.
Like, you need to talk to Mrs. Pooley, okay? And you need to find out. What was in that fucking sandwich? Because I swear to God, that was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. And it turns out,
you're
full brand
weeping.
Name, it was Anchor Butter.
No way.
It was Anchor.
It's so good. It's got to be salted as well. It
has to be salted.
Otherwise, there's no point.
I think that was my first sexual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first went to Paris, and they, you know those small pats of butter they do with the salt, like almost salt crystals in them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've had that.
Yeah. Holy Jesus Christ. On white bread.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But that's... I can't believe you were eight before you had butter.
Because we just had... It was called pure sunflower.
Oh, yeah. And it's so yellow.
Yeah.
I will admit that my mother was quite rationy with the butter. We only had it on special occasions.
Yeah, fair.
And she kept it in a dish high up in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Whereas we did primarily... eat those butter fake butter spreads, whatever.
Yeah, just to be clear, we weren't doing it because we were poor.
Oh no,
but I'm so glad that's been established.
Just to be super clear,
I was worried
we could afford the butter.
Ours was a bit of both. It was like a money thing, but it was also a like a health, like a faux 90s diet culture health thing.
Yeah.
And we always had seeded or brown bread. Always.
Yeah.
And so when we would go to my Auntie Bernie's, she always had white bread, and salty fucking real butter.
Stop.
And I wouldn't be in the door coat off and I'd be like, toast? Shall we have some toast?
Oh, rounds and rounds. And you've got to see your teeth.
She would just make us...
When you spread the butter.
Oh my God, so much. And it just... That salty, melted deliciousness. Fuck. Oh, I can't believe
I got too addicted.
No, but lunch.
I took it
you
too
should.
Far.
Yeah. Just butter.
This has really inspired me.
Just
I would.
Just a spoonful of butter.
I honestly would.
But I told my mum about this butter. She bought it. But then because I was the only one eating this butter, like, it was so obvious how quickly a 500 tub was going down that, like, it stopped. Like, they were like,
breakfast.
You can't have access to this because
you're
a demon. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? Just like butter squeezing down between my teeth.
You just start to sweat it.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer says to Bart, butter up that bacon, boy. And you're like,
what? How do I not get this Simpsons reference?
Oh, yeah. And
butter up that bacon, boy.
Oh my God, yes, in the
Does
pan.
He rub it a lot? Does he rub
yeah,
it?
Yeah, butter yeah. up that bacon, boy. Isn't that a Simpsons
one more time,
thing?
One more time.
Butter up that bacon, boy.
But do you remember these like moments of going to other people's birthday parties and being like, what food group is this?
Oh, yeah.
I remember, so Emma in my school had, and this part, first of all, I could not get my head around, had a pool in her house.
Shut up.
We went to a pool party at her house because the pool was in her house.
It had a bar.
It had a bar. And they did these kids' cocktails with grenadine.
I love grenadine.
I'd never had it. I must have been 10. Quite similarly.
That's the French squash, isn't
me
it?
Up. Yes. Yeah. You had it with lemonade.
And it had pineapple juice in this. It had pineapple juice and grenadine. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
That sounds like the most delicious thing ever.
Well, it's also like cocaine for children.
Yeah.
You're no longer present.
You're bouncing off the walls.
Completely crazy. I was like, what is this? That and the other thing they had at that party that I'd never seen before were miniature, you know, those like miniature pizzas. The little tiny round ones.
Yeah. I forgot about those. Yeah.
I'd never seen them before. I'd never tasted one before. I felt like I was in LA. I was like, my cocktail and my tiny pizza.
This is so glam.
I was like, I can fit my tiny pizza in one hand. I have my cocktail in the other. The pool is inside. I was like, hello, Hollywood called. I was honestly like, this is LA. This is crazy. We are in LA.
Wow.
I love miniature things as well.
Oh my God, astounding.
Miniature things just really, you feel the same way? There's just something about mini toiletries.
Oh, I completely agree. You feel like a giant, but you're so glamorous.
I can
never
get the conditioner out.
Yeah. Yes, fair. That is actually really fair. Why aren't they squeezy?
I struggle to like get the conditioner
out. And it's
like
it's like a one wash only.
Yeah, and it's really like, it feels attacking on me. This is why I like to have my conditioner out of a pot.
No, that's reasonable.
Oh, what? Like you scoop it?
Yeah,
oh,
like
I
you know those
out, yeah.
big...
I get the big tub.
Yeah, the tub. Herbal Essences.
Yeah, the Garnier one.
L'Oreal. Aussie, do a pot now.
Wait, I didn't even realise you could get it.
Hair food. Yeah. I get the big hair food one. Watermelon or banana. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Although my hair is like, I have to use like clarifying shampoo. Sorry, this is so boring.
I have to use clarifying shampoo.
Apple cider vinegar shampoos and stuff because otherwise it gets greasy so quickly.
Oh, so you don't need that much conditioner.
No, just wet
your ends though.
I have to. Yeah, always do my ends. Yeah. Always condition my endsies.
Can we recommend the tub?
Yeah, please.
Please, the tub. Can I ask you about the best party you ever went to? Because I feel like we've both shared.
When I was a kid.
Or your favourite surprise food group when you got there.
By surprise? Oh, what was the best party I ever went to?
Were we eating disordered children?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Both of us go to parties and we're having a nice time talking and we're just like, what is happening?
The thing that I remember saying most is like, you're allowed? We weren't allowed. Like, my mom was always like restarting the diet on Monday. So like all the junk would have to go.
And you'd be on the diet? No.
Well, no, but like the food would, like the nice food would disappear.
Yeah, we very much had no snacks, only condiments.
Whoa. Were you eating like a spoonful of ketchup as a snack?
Exclusive. If I was desperate.
Yeah. So what was the food you saw when you got to somebody else's house where you're like, shit the
I was going to say, one time I went to a party when I was younger and I went to this boy's bar mitzvah. And it was in Madame Tussauds.
Shut up. Well, you went to a
what
party.
What a bar mitzvah! Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even know him very well. Like, he was younger than me. And Chipmunk, do you remember Chipmunk?
The movie?
The rapper. He played.
I see. Fuck off!
Yeah.
I don't know who that is and I'm impressed.
No, it was mega. It was
Lonely! Is that one?
Is that guy?
Yes. I am so lonely.
No, that's Akon. Damn it. I'm trying to think what he sung and I can't remember.
Cool for a second.
I can't remember. But I got my period when I was there, my first period. Because I got it quite late.
Holy shit, Ellie.
I got it quite late.
Insane day.
It was the most insane day. But I remember being really happy because I got to it quite late and I felt sort of deeply uncool about
How old were you?
I was like 14 when I got
my
period.
He's having a party for becoming a man and you walk in like, oh, you think that's maturity?
Mm-hmm. And then I just bleed everywhere.
Did he have the whole of Madame Tussauds?
So we did the little ride and then he had like a room. So it wasn't the whole thing, but it was enough.
Oh, that's incredible.
Chipmunk play. Who's Chipmunk?
His songs include. he's rebranded as Chip since, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Here I go. It's only right. Champion friends. Oopsie Daisy ways.
Oopsie Daisy, I hurt you again.
I thought it was Akon Sunai.
And he's a rapper, is he? Because what you just sang was like a children's rhyme.
But then he does a little rap in between.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
One more time.
Oopsie Daisy, I hurt you again.
You guys are beautiful.
Dropped the ball and spun my head. Walk out, baby.
This is hell. I hate this.
I'm gonna hurt you again.
White women. Oh my God! Girls, that is my God! Ellie went to high five and Helen went to handshake. So that was the widest thing I've ever seen. That was hell on earth.
Sorry. I only went to one bar mitzvah.
That was hell
that
on earth.
But I didn't go to bar mitzvah.
Ellie lift for a high five and Helen went for a full handshake, no, and I thought it was Chip. And I thought it was Chip. And I thought it was Chipmunks the movie. This is hell.
Do people watch it? The videos? Do they watch?
Yeah, people watch on YouTube, yeah.
Do you know Wave?
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah,
God, you've got a free camera setup going on.
Yeah, I don't think that one's on. Is that on?
They're all on. Yeah.
They're all on.
Oh my God, so they get you from all angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone say hello to people on YouTube. And this is a great reminder. If you don't know, we are on YouTube.
Yes.
Please subscribe and give this video a thumbs up.
Go on,
you
then.
You have to do the thumbs
go
up thing
on,
when we say
then.
Thumbs up. There we go.
Right, Ellie McKenzie, you yeah. know the score. We're here to
I do.
Give advice.
I do. To
audience members who've written in. Now,
this is so funny.
Are you a good advice giver? What's your energy?
I actually asked my friend. Should I read you out her response?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
But I left my
Where
phone in my bag.
There? I'll get it.
Okay, so you text your friend group to say, what kind of advice giver do you think I am?
Yeah.
And somebody wrote back and said.
They said.
Sorry.
No, please. Take your time. This is fantastic.
Can I tell you what my original vibe is?
Yeah.
I think you're going to be good at advice.
Okay.
But I think you're going to give the advice you think the person wants to hear instead of actually what is useful for them.
That's so interesting.
Okay.
But based off you, but also you're in your 20s. Like.
So my friend says, you give very biased advice. Like you give advice that'll make your friend happy in the moment and to see them happy and relieved, but not always beneficial to them in the long term. So it's absolutely lovely and great to ask if you've got like a partner that everyone hates, but you want to stay with. Because you'll say stay because you want to make me happy to see me okay.
Aww. Oh my God. But ultimately that's long-term bad.
Yeah, not useful.
I'm psychic.
Nice, but not useful. Whoa. You hit the nail on the head.
That was really
good.
Can I,
do you have a middle name?
Oh yeah, go.
Can I guess
that? I don't think you will.
Can I guess that?
Go.
Rebecca.
No.
Rosalind.
No.
Lauren.
Oh, thank God. No.
Jane.
Nope.
Emma.
That's my mum's name though.
You're not psychic.
Alex? No, you told
me
outside.
You this. I was about to be like, but I did tell you outside. I did tell you outside.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
You know, when my parents met, they met at a party and my mum came up to him and she was like, and obviously this was like pre-social media, etc. Yeah. This was a big party as well. And they met and my mum was like, before he'd even said anything, she just went, your name's Alex. And he was like, yeah. And she was like, and you were born on... Oh, I've forgotten his birthday. Let's
Doesn't
say it's
matter.
The 5th of October. Yeah. It's around then. But yeah. She was like, you're born on the 5th of October. And he was like, yeah. And she knew. She was like, I just knew. And then they got married 3 weeks later.
What?
They got married after 3 weeks.
Sorry,
my mum didn't
what?
Even know his surname.
What?
Yeah.
Love is love, guys.
Were their parents furious?
No. I think my grandma was so relieved. Because my mum got married when she was 28, which I think for the time is like quite old. Depressingly
That's
old.
Time.
Crazy.
The time was like 5 minutes ago. You
Catherine, we've totally missed the ship on
what
this.
What the fuck?
It's like that bit in Pride and Prejudice where she's like, I'm 27. I have no prospects.
You know, I still need
you know
to
that
watch
meme?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
You've never seen it?
What?
No.
Dude, what's
what?
His face?
The BBC special.
I know. I've seen the coming out of the water.
No, that's the Colin Firth one. This is the Matthew McFadden one where he plays Miss Darcy and he's the sex.
No,
yes, man.
The Colin Firth one is the one. Don't listen to this child.
It's the Matthew McFadden one.
I've started it like 200 times and then I'm like, oh, do it another day.
Hey, it's so sexy.
Wait.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. I shit you not.
And they're
3 weeks.
Still together.
Still together. It's been like 31 years.
That's
or something.
Insane.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it? It's honestly nuts.
What?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear the problem, Andrew.
It's amazing. You know, almost every story I hear like pre 90s of people getting married within 3 weeks, they're still together.
That's crazy.
Demented.
Yeah. I just feel like they have to. They feel like they've got a point to prove.
It's because they were together through Diana's death. Sorry.
That's exactly it. My mum remembers when Diana died.
They
she
were
was
together
feeding my brother
through,
and I.
Exactly. If you live through that with someone, that person and you are bonded for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trauma bonded, yeah.
Please make it stop, Andrew.
I will. This is from C.
Hi, C.
For reference, C uses they, them pronouns, and they start with, you are my all-time favourite podcast. Thank you,
Shut the fuck up! Bubsy!
Woohoo! Mine too.
Mine too. I love listening to Trusty Og.
Never listened.
I also love your stand-up. And Catherine, as an Irish queer who used to debate, thanks for representing us.
A pleasure.
Oh my God. A pleasure. See you, Catherine. Yeah.
So C continues.
Here we bloody go. Let's hear your drama, C. Here they go.
They write, I have a classic gay problem.
Woohoo!
I'll do it.
what comes to your mind when you're thinking classic gay problem?
I'm in love with my best friend. Mm-hmm. I fancy the person who my friend used to go out with, but we're all in one big friendship group. You're always falling in love with your friend or someone from your friendship group or an ex's friend.
I think the classic problem is with lesbians or with gay people, it tends to be dating going back to an ex or opening the relationship or moving in too fast.
Moving in too fast?
No.
But Catherine has landed on it.
Don't fucking come for me. Let's go.
I dated this girl for about a year, a couple of years ago. Okay. I was just out of a long-term relationship and always made clear that I wasn't ready for something serious. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Though I defo sent mixed messages in the ways we acted. For example, we went to each other's family homes.
Oh, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. Keeping it casual.
After we broke up, we took some space and then reconnected as friends and then started sleeping together.
Here we go.
We made the sensible decision to stop and just be friends, but now recently we've slept together a couple of times again. I'm torn because as a queer person, I believe we can relate to each other in many different ways and that us being friends doesn't have to mean we don't sleep together. But I also worry that I'm just convincing myself of that because it's fun when we sleep together and that actually it's not really healthy. I care about her a lot and I also care about looking after myself and avoiding gay drama. Any advice, much appreciated. Maybe I should go in the well? Winks. C. Oh.
You can't be saying that you want to be avoiding gay drama and then be the drama. Are you the drama? It's you. C.
Isn't
love.
All drama gay as well?
C. My darling.
All drama's gay. I've seen plays with only straight actors and been like, that's gay.
May I go straight out the gate and say, I'm going to play hardball today and actually say, I think that you are going to be very confusing to this girl and that it's not at all clear and that you might feel like you're going to relate to each other in whatever way you wish. This has gone on for too long not to be massively confusing and not for there to be like deeper feelings there on one person's part at least. And I don't think that you should sleep with her if you do just want to be friends. What are your
friends
thoughts?
With benefits is almost impossible.
I think as soon as sex gets involved, it just becomes messy. It muddies the water.
Yeah.
And I think, I'd end it.
Yeah.
Friends of benefits is such a tricky thing. And I think we were all just sort of like, oh, the idea's great. And then, was it like 10 years ago now, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis made the
film? We all saw the episode.
Oh. Friends of Benefits.
Yeah. Is it Mila Kunis?
I think it's Mila Kunis.
Oh, is it?
And I think I'd watch that film, see? That'll be my first port of call.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Are they in Ireland? Go to a Blockbuster or your local library or something.
They have films on it.
But not good internet streaming service wise.
What? That's not true.
Go to your library, okay? Rent Friends of Benefits. Watch that. It's the best option for you right now. But I think it always makes it weird.
Why?
I've got one friend. It's weird. It's weird. I can still feel it.
I just don't think I personally, just from personal experience, don't have the capacity to casual sex is not something that I can
but
do.
But no offense, Ellie, you can't even do like a casual. We saw each other on a bus one time.
No, you make an incredibly valid point.
What happened?
Nothing. But Ellie will be like, I saw a man across the street, so I guess that's an awkward thing I had to deal with now. And you're like, I don't know that it is, and she's like, great.
So what are we saying? Commit to marriage.
I have to deal with this now. But here's my question: do you think you can revert back from the sex to being friends?
Yes, this I do think is possible.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been there. I've done that.
Okay.
I've got the t-shirt. I've definitely slept with people that I've then been able to have friendships with.
Yeah.
Like post sleeping with them.
Right.
I'm so friends with the person I lost my virginity to.
Whoa, at that bat mitzvah?
Nice. No, not at the bat mitzvah. No, I was quite old when I lost my virginity. I was like 18. Old, I think, comparatively to my friends.
I was 19, yeah.
Again, I was just desperate to do it because 20. It made me feel deeply uncool.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. But how do you do that? How do you revert back to friends?
I think you...
If it's once without feelings, do you not think?
Oh, but that's not what happened here.
Maybe it gets harder the more you do it. But I do think... I mean, this is the vaguest, lamest answer, but I do think just try and be as normal and friendly as possible. And break the ice quickly. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Establish that it's no longer a good idea that you sleep together, and then go do something friendly. Maybe in a group setting, because I feel like that's...
Yeah, I think that's
ease
smart.
Yourself into it.
That's smart.
If you're part... Maybe if you know, if you have the same sort of extended friendship group.
I think that's very smart. Or, here's a curveball. They dated years ago. They became friends. They immediately started sleeping together. They tried to be friends again. They immediately started sleeping together.
Yeah.
Call me kooky, see? But do you think... ye might want to try dating?
Oh, like they start dating.
Like,
sorry,
like,
I ran out of steam. I think it's like,
to be
is there,
with,
is there
like,
a possible? Then I think people find it really stressful, the idea of starting to date someone, because then they're like, then the friendship
to know
will
them
definitely
again.
Be over. Yeah. But it won't be. It can also, but like, I mean, if you haven't caught feelings yet, you're probably not going to.
So true. Can't be friends yet, you might have caught feelings.
Oh, when you look at it like that, it's like a glass half full thing, I guess. I don't know.
So what film was that they need to watch?
What? No, that's all films.
Fox
that's
and the
all
Hound?
Films.
They're friends.
Fox and the Hound.
They're friends. And then they sort of fall out, then they're friends at the end of it again.
Devastating film.
Devastating. But beautiful.
Something to consider, see? Something to consider.
That's a double feature.
I'm obsessed with the gays writing in being like, I don't want to cause drama. And it's like, my guy. My sweet angel love. I think we're there. There's the debate, pros and cons for you, my sweet. Now, time to make a good decision. But I think just be gentle. Be gentle and bear in mind that, like, whatever anybody's saying, probably now you're invested enough that there is, like, ego and a little bit of investment there. So just go easy.
You summed it up.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that too.
Hey, Ellie McKenzie.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Putney, was that?
No, don't give her address out.
I'm sorry.
I'm on Instagram, but I'm not like
say
a prolific
more.
Poster.
That's okay. Keep on wanting more. That's exciting.
Ellie McKenzie Love, which is spelled ELE.
Yes,
that's
it
how
is.
I spell it. McKenzie, McKenzie, and then Love, like Love. Oh, and my middle name. Do you want to know it?
Desperate to.
It's outrageous.
Oh my god.
My parents cursed me with the
Go
middle
on.
Name Myra.
Myra.
Yeah. Fully. Also, this is like post Myra Hindley, so
fuck
they
off.
Did
it was
me
post-
so dirty. Yeah, everyone knew who she was. You know, like she, everyone was aware of who she was. Yeah, no.
Let's give it up for Myra. Thank you so much for coming
on.
They
were going to make that Ellie. My first name. They were going
to
make
we'll,
that my first
we'll tag
name.
Ellie in all of our socials. Please check her out. Good luck to see. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you
wait,
so much for having
get
me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait,
get the fuck out of here.
You're rushing. Hold on. You're on Instagram.
Yeah.
You have a psychotic middle name.
Yeah.
Are you doing any live shows? Can people find your live shows?
Oh, that's good as well.
No.
Guess you are.
No, I think like I do get. I get.
You post
I get.
About your gigs online.
Yeah, I'll like repost them to my stories.
Are you doing the Edinburgh
I should
Fringe?
Get a website. I'm not doing it this year. I'll pop up and visit. Slam. But I'm not actually doing. Sorry, nothing to promote really.
That's fine.
But I love
that's
that
fine.
For you.
Nothing to promote. Maybe one day.
Are you in anything? Eventually. Like, do you want to post about?
I'm gonna be in a blap that's gonna come out at some point.
Wicked.
But I don't know when.
Watch out for the blap. Watch out for the blap, guys.
But I guess look out for that.
We were literally just talking about how fucking sick Channel 4 is, earlier.
We love Channel 4.
And BBC
I'm all over it. All over it like a rash. And okay, BBC, all of them, actually.
Have
love
you
them all.
Seen Things You Should Have Done?
Oh, I've watched like two episodes of it.
So good! Thank you so much, Ellie. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ellie,
best of my life.
Everybody.
Best of my life. Thank you.
Let us thank you, Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Stephanie Cavaraccia, oh hello newcomer and welcome, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn and Grace O'Reilly. Can we get you anything?
Oh, that was so creepy.
Thank you.
The can we get you anything thank was creepy you. At thank the end, did you not?
I wanted to go for Stepford Wife.
That is 100 Nicole Kidman.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, what should I do the producers list in?
Slumming it.
Like Pumbaa?
I want it to be like Ryanair like flight.
Oh, Ryanair. Hello.
No.
We're from County Dingle Doodle.
What?
wait, isn't there a county called like Dingle or Doodle or something? What's it called?
There's a place called Dingle.
Dingle, is it?
Sorry, just to check in. What do you think Ryanair is?
An Irish airline.
Yeah, but like, It's not from Dingle.
It's not from, where's it from? Dublin.
Why don't you just do a normal accent, but that's like more like...
They're Irish people that work at Ryanair.
It's more quality, it's based more value in for Ireland. Money. Think like Iceland.
Icelandic.
No, like...
Stacey Solomon.
Thank Kerry
you.
Mom, I love Stacey.
Mom, shut
up. Okay, breathe. Stacey. Right, thank you so much to Richard Bicknell, Elle, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bray, Kate, Dean Michael. I nearly said that wrong. Anthony, Sophie Shepherd, Kerry Smith. Give me a new one. Give me a new one. I've got two more left.
Australian.
G'day, and thank you so much to our wonderful producers from down under, / you're probably in the UK. It's Victoria Hutchinson, Becky Fox, Tim in Dorm, Roya Finkel, Doyle, Amy O'Reid, and Matt Sims, Tristan, Tess, Charlie A, Kai Soy, Hyla Wolf, Hype Briggs, Jam Rainbird.
Stop, is that actually your name?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for your support, Jam. Please be single and please contact me.
Helen Rainbird. Jam Rainbird is a wicked name.
Jam, contact me. Helen Rainbird? Sorry, can you give me one more accent?
Texan.
Nice.
Howdy. Howdy, partner.
They're all so close.
Y'all want to go to the cattle ranch? Y'all having sweet tea? Okay. I'm going to pray for you. The bigger the hair, the closer to God. Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Okay.
It's Forrest so Gump. Weird when you go for you.
For you. For you. I'm going to pray for you.
For you.
I'm going to pray for you. Okay. Welcome
Why
to
is it so wide for you?
Welcome to Texas, and thank you. A big thank you to
Have
Claire.
You ever been?
Owen Jones. No.
You can tell.
No. Claire Owen Jones. Harold Van... No, come on. Okay, Texas.
This ain't Texas.
I know, hold on. Okay, oh, okay. Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, David Walker, Jess Nick, Rachel R., Neil Redmond, Sarah Molly, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Lear Overend, Liz Fort, Chloe, Emily G, and Ozzy Steph. Was that bad?
It sounded like the narration for like an American murder mystery podcast.
I thought it was like one of those sleep time, you know, the ones where they're like, you're going to go to sleep.
Wow. I was thinking about a big Texas man on a cattle ranch.
Make it stop. Hey guys, thanks for supporting the podcast. We really appreciate you and we need you. We need you because Helen's alienating, if I may, with that kind of thing.
This ain't Texas.
Nope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.